Okay, everyone, we are now in meditation mode. And if you have not already, I invite you to hit star 6. That will be your individual mute button for on and off. During the meditation, we'll have an opportunity for you to share your words, the inspired words that come through you. And during that time, you may hit star 6 again, and you'll be able to share your words. First of all, I want to thank White Star for bringing us all together on such short notice, and you all were so responsive. We've been called to a very sacred opportunity tonight, a very sacred ceremony, if you will, in the form of meditation. Our intention is to set the tone, literally and figuratively, for the so-called, what humans call, the hurricane system, the hurricane season for 2006 that began on June 1. Actually, we can broaden that theme to recognize all the storms of life that are symbolized by the hurricane season. And what's unique about our gathering tonight is that today was declared the first official storm of this season, Storm Alberto. We have an opportunity tonight, a powerful opportunity to increase our vibration, our inner vibration, and in so doing, deepen our connection with the divine and transform the energies of all beings and Mother Earth from the inside out. For we are one, we are all connected. I've been guided to know that our real focus tonight, no matter what brought us together, was to calm the waters inside of us. And in so doing, calm the waters outside of us. And in so doing that, we calm all the winds that exist. The winds that create the so-called storms, we calm the winds and mitigate the storms. I asked if there was a particular message for tonight, the theme. I was guided to the book of messages that came, that I channeled through me, Messages from God, page 116. I was given this message for each of us tonight. Distinguish adrenaline from energy. Move forward naturally and easily. Connect with your higher self. I'll share it again. Distinguish adrenaline from energy. Move forward naturally and easily. Connect with your higher self. Before we begin the formal meditation, I'd like to call on Rhea, if you would grace us with some angel tones to set the tone for tonight's meditation. If you hit star 6, you may share whatever toning comes through you, Rhea. Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Please join me now, closing your eyes, and open your arms as if they were truly, as you know, your angel wings. Spread them wide open, including your fingers. Separate them so God's breath can blow through us. Gently breathe out whatever it took you to be here today. Any rushing at all. And breathe in evenly, gently, slowly. Connect with your heart self in the center of your being. With each breath, feel your oneness with the waves of the ocean. In and out, just like the waves on a beautiful, sunny, calm day. Or if you're in the evening zone right now, see the full moon shining on you. Just rippling, glowing, the light, golden white light, on the waves of your inner ocean with each breath. In and out. With each breath, see the light inside of you, your inner sun, your inner moon, glowing brilliantly, golden white light, radiating in every single direction, pure God essence, pure love essence. We're here to calm our inner waters, and in so doing, we calm the winds of our life, the breezes that go through. So inside, feel the energy that is you. Every cell and atom is made in liquid, water. Connect with that inside of you. We are mostly water. Send the water of your being, this golden white light, radiating from your heart center. Every part of your being. From your heart center, extend to the bottom of your feet, to your toes, into the earth. Feel that the water has been purified. Thank the water of your being. Respect the water of your being. Send it love. The waters of your central part of your being, chakras, your first chakra, the red chakra, and all its organs, the base chakra, the orange chakra, and all its organs. Just feel with each word God's love and light from your heart center bathing that water that they all rest in, pure, unconditional love, respect, and thanksgiving. Move up now to your chi center, your solar plexus, your third chakra, the golden yellow chakra. See the same there, unconditional love. See it twinkling with the light reflecting on the water. feel the peace, the love, the respect, the thanksgiving. Move to your heart center. See this green chakra tingling with God's golden white light, bathed in it, and all the liquid that surrounds each of it, organs that extend through, your heart extends through, your shoulders and your arms, elbow and your hands and your fingers. Feel every cell and atom that makes up part of this chakra bathed in this beautiful, calm inner sea of love. Send it respect, thanksgiving, love. Feel the energy within responding to unconditional love. Feel the peace inside. Now go to your throat chakra, blue chakra. See all the liquids that surround it and flow through it, filled with God's golden white light of unconditional love, just bouncing off of the water, this beautiful reflection. Feel that everything that flows through your throat is filled with love, respect, and thanksgiving. Feel the peace. Feel the gratefulness. Move up to your third eye. Yes, right there. Feel everything that surrounds it. Every part that you feel you associate with your mind. See the veil lifted. Connect with your higher self that's speaking through it. See it bathed in incredible, calm waters. Calm waters. Resonating with what you're sending it now. Because you are God here. Pure love, thanksgiving, and respect. Move to your crown chakra, gold and white light, emanating from and through you. See that every part of you is surrounded with water. We are all water. We are surrounded by water. We are bathed in God's golden white light that shines on the waters of our inner ocean right now. Take a breath. Feel the calm as you bathe in God's pure love and light. Pure energy, this ocean of unconditional love. Once, twice, three times. Now, feel this love and light that's within you, emanating from every chakra, in every direction, all the directions of the wind. Flowing through your fingertips, your kneecaps, your toes, the bottom of your feet, behind your knees, your elbows, your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your ears, your crown chakra. See this incredible light that you are, extending out in all directions. It's vibrant and it's peace. It's vibrant and it's calm. It's vibrant and it is alive with unconditional love. Extend your view. Widen your eyes. Allow your energy to connect with each of us across the globe. Extend out across America, from Florida to New York, Connecticut, across the country to California, across the Pacific to Australia. We're all connected. Take a calming, cool breath in and release a cool breath out and see this golden white light from each of us, this globe who we become, swirling around the entire Earth, Mother Earth, and bathing her in the golden white light of pure, unconditional love that flows through us and is us, circling the globe. From the top to the middle to the bottom. And now in this moment, I ask you to focus your energy in the Gulf of Mexico, west of Florida, about 450 miles or so. And connect with Alberto. He's there for us. He's come and he's brought a message. So I'm going to share his message, and then we will share our message back to him. I asked him just before we started tonight, just a few moments ago, if he had a message for us and for all beings of this planet. For we have heard the call to come, and we represent all beings. Here's a message from Alberto. You are love. I am love. We are all love. The only thing that can change that is your perspective. Know that everything happens for a reason, even like me. If you do not understand, do not mean, if you do not understand, it does not mean you need to fear. We are all interconnected. There is no wrong or right. Things simply are. I mean you no harm. If you can see me and all others that follow with love rather than terror, we may complete our life in peace, and so will you. When you think of the storms in life like me, look deeper. See the good. Send us love. It is the quickest way to move on, move forward. Smile, bless us, and be peace. All is well. We thank you, Alberto. In our sacred circle, extending across the globe, from your heart center, let us now connect with this earth being, Alberto, as he's been just recently named. Focus the energy, this unconditional love that flows through you and is you, from your heart center. Send Alberto love. Feel that you are sending 10,000 billion golden green rays to Alberto's eye. For the eye is a window of the soul. And now see the energy that flows us, through us, flowing in a clockwise direction. Clockwise. For these storms normally flow counterclockwise. So we're neutralizing the storms that are within us, that are reflected outside of us, and sending them 10,000 billion megahertz of green unconditional love rays through the eye of the storm. We send you love, respect, and thank goodness, gratefulness. Feel it flow from your heart. See it received and moving in a clockwise direction from each of us. This funnel of energy spinning from our collective consciousness clockwise to the center of Alberto's soul now, in peace, in thanksgiving, with respect and pure unconditional love. Just be in that space. And if you're ready, and if you feel so inspired, you may unmute your phone and share whatever inspired messages come through you now for Alberto and any perceived storms in our life. I thank you, Alberto, for your gentle breeze, for your calm waters, the cool waters, and cool, gentle breezes now. I bless you and thank you for receiving our call, our heart message, with the love that is given and responding in kind. We bless you and thank you for your message of love and peace. We bless you and thank you for continuing to take the path of least destruction for the highest and best good of all concerned. And I say, amen. Now, dear ones, with your arms extended, your hearts wide open, feel the love that is passing through each of us together now. Welcome the love. Receive the love and send it back. And know that every time you do, it comes back 10 or more times fold. Feel it in your heart now. Feel your body relax, calm, cool. And whatever storms are in your life, in your mind, consciously or unconsciously, feel them dissipate now and know that all is happening It's in perfect harmony, divine harmony, for the highest and best good for all now. See that light inside. Welcome the light flowing to you and through you. Know it is love. Open your inner eyes. I see the love extending through each of us, again circling the globe, calming the seas, cooling the seas, slowing the winds to cool, calm breezes. In all its forms, whatever humans call the storms of life. Just see it blanketed with our love all around Mother Earth. Gold and white light streaming from us collectively. And see yourself connected to it. And now see all that love coming back to your heart, magnified, bringing even greater peace inside of you, greater love than you could ever imagine, radiating through every cell and atom of your being, through the waters of your inner being, your inner seas and oceans. Feel the love, the respect, the thankfulness. And when you're ready, we thank each of us who've joined in now and come back into each of our heart centers. Centered, grounded, connected. Heaven and earth inside our beings now. Take a couple gentle breaths. I bless you and thank you all for your powerful presence and work. God bless.
Right, sir. I just want to comment. I feel like I have indeed met Alberto and felt his presence. And he seems a gentle soul. And gentleness I feel about him. So I think that's very special and very wonderful. And thank you, Rhea, and thank you, Phoenix. And thank you all.
Thank you for bringing us together.
Anyone else share the same feeling that they have about it?
Very much.
Very what?
Very much. This is wonderful. I feel such peace.
And that reminds me, for anyone who's interested, there's a Sunday night peace meditation that people, everyone around the world just does from their home. Excuse me. Or Saturday morning for Australia. But anyway, it's coming up in a little bit. It'll be 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And so that's every Sunday or every Monday. If anybody wants to continue the work and join in that meditation, and that is the focus is just peace, journey, peace and journey. And I do have a question too, Phoenix. I'm sure you've dealt with more of the hurricanes and tropical storms probably. I don't recall one being given a Hispanic sounding name before. Is that something unique now or new? Do you know?
No, I don't keep up with that stuff.
Yeah. I just thought it was kind of his name is Alberto and he's coming from Mexico. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I think that people who name these things are obviously being more conscious of the our society.
Right, ethnicity and so forth. Yeah. But I don't recall hearing a Hispanic sounding name.
I've never paid attention.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad we could all do this. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
Linnell, could you have a contribution for us at all?
I'm still very much in the energy.
I know, it's beautiful, isn't it?
A lot still going on in
right.
My mind and consciousness. While Phoenix was speaking and while we were interacting with Alberto's energetics and consciousness, I was sensing and feeling a worldwide energetic that we might term as storms or areas that are very energetically motivated, I'll put it that way. And the feeling that I was getting was that of a timeline energetic of being desperate to interact with all consciousness that was able to interact and with the earth, that as it was mentioned, that it isn't meant to be destructive or anger, but just this wanting to interact with humanity, with the fauna and flora of the planet, with the planet itself. And because from, I'll say, a human point of view, that those of us who have experiences, like we would teach a young child not to hold a tiny bird too roughly but gently, that that's what's being asked of us, for us to show these energetics how to interact and be a part of with, but doing it in the gentle way, because they don't have the experience of knowing that themselves, and they just want to interact with consciousness so desperately. That was the impression that I got.
Well, that's a beautiful way of perceiving, isn't it? That's lovely.
And that would correlate with the theme message I was given to share tonight, to distinguish adrenaline from energy.
Right.
When we label it a storm, we're giving it adrenaline type energy versus
right.
It's just energy. And if we will connect with our higher self and therefore it from that place, we'll have peace.
Rhea, thank you again. You certainly did get us established in a nice energetic vibration. And I'll ask and suggest anyway that someone take responsibility to make us aware next season for Australia, so we can do the same kind of thing at the very beginning of your season, if you would, Elizabeth or someone.
What, sir?
Yes.
Just gave you a task.
Yes, I just asked for someone to let us know so Phoenix can do this same kind of channeled work about the energetics at the beginning of your season in Australia, next season. Because my sense is that this will help moderate, perhaps, where that's our intention, the entire season. That's what we're hoping for. So
that's a great idea.
Yes.
And we can continue to hold that space.
Yes.
Thank you, White Star, for giving me a call so that I could be with all of you tonight. And I'm going to hang up now and call the individuals that I had called to be on the line, because I'm sure they tried to get on.
Before you hang up, may I give you the code? I'll go ahead and I'll arrange to have it so that you can call back and hear it again. Would you like that?
Right.
Yeah, because it's recorded, so they
can
call
and
listen to it.
And so here's the code when you want the callback code.
Liz Rhea, you can write this down for the people in Australia.
Yeah, I need to go. First of all, I need to go find the callback number. 1 second. I think I know. You gave that to me earlier today, didn't you?
Oh, shall I get it?
Here's the callback number, and then I've got the callback code. Here it is. 641-297-7230. I think that's what White Star said was the
call. That's right. That's
call
the number I gave
number.
Everyone.
Right. That's the callback number. But the code for this call, yeah, that's right. Code for this call is 72. This code for this call is 061106.
And I need to write it down too.
So
can
when
you
we
repeat
call
that
back
again?
To listen to
yes.
the recording, this is what we have to dial, the code.
Okay.
Here's the code. And I don't remember if you have to do a star or pound, but let me give you the code number again. 061106. It's today's date. With a zero.
Cool.
With a zero in front. So it's 06 for June, today's the 11th, 06 for the year.
Excellent. That's a good way we can even remember
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why. Whenever it's available, I always first choose our date.
Okay.
It's not always available. So that way, and then I will, I do have to pay for all that stuff, but I'll go arrange for that.
Oh, okay. Thank
yeah.
you so much. And do you understand that now, Rhea and Elizabeth? If anyone wishes to, they can call and hear the record what we just did recorded.
Thank you. Yes, I wrote that down.
Wonderful. Okay.
Is that something you all would want to do, to pass that number, that information?
I would
on?
Like to, because I have to tell you, it was the energy was so beautiful. I felt, and so I feel that if people call in and listen to it, that they may probably get that same lift, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
I would like to share the number with people. Absolutely.
Okay. Good. I want to make sure it's worthwhile.
Yes, I understand.
It's a little chunk for me.
Okay. Well,
I will, but that is my gift to to us and all of us for this season.
Okay, and to Florida.
Well, it's more. The storms could be anywhere.
More than just Florida.
It's
absolutely.
Not just Florida. You know, we are not even projected to get many of them this year. I mean, it's, you know, so I didn't want to go there. We don't want to reinforce
it. Oh, right. Okay, so
yes.
Whatever. Anyway,
well,
I'm
blessings
so
to you all. Thank you for holding on a second, and so I can give you that number and information.
Okay, and thank you all again. I'm going to go to, and thank you. Scott, did you have anything to comment?
No, just thank you to everybody for participating.
Yeah, and thank you for changing your plans so you could be on, Scott.
Oh, how wonderful.
Quite welcome.
Yeah,
thank
and
you all.
Rhea, anything you can share with us quickly? We may have lost
I think them. Everyone's got to go.
They got to go. Okay,
yep.
Thank
have
you.
Have a beautiful rest
again,
of the evening or a beautiful new day.
Okay, you
God
too.
Bless.
Thank
blessings,
you
everybody.
Bye.
Bless
bye.
Everybody. Good night.
Namaste.